With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Joining us now, Gray Media's White House correspondent, John Decker. Jay Ratliff will join us to talk about the market at 7:40. John, welcome in. Thank you for texting the photos of the event this morning. You were up bright and early to get over there to the Capitol. How early did you get there?
Oh, I had to get here at 3:30 this morning to go through all of the security that is necessary to get, you know, on the inaugural platform. And so many layers of security. JT, we're talking about three different metal detectors that you have to go through. And, of course, the city streets are locked down. So have to give yourself a lot of time. So not much sleep last night, but that's what you do every 4 years. I did it for President Trump 4 years ago, and it's just an always an exciting day for me to be here at an inauguration.
Well, obviously, different this go around in that the security is beefed up with 25,000 troops brought in from around the country just to make sure things don't get violent. The pandemic is happening now, so much smaller crowds. Beyond that, what's your feeling compared to some of the other inaugurations you've done, John? You've done more than just this one and President Trump's. You've been to how many now? Seven?
This is my seventh inauguration. This is the first one where I had to get a COVID test prior to being able to cover this particular inauguration. I got that yesterday at the Pentagon. This is different, obviously, because of that. Just a few hundred people will be on hand for the swearing-in of Joe Biden, as opposed to tens of thousands of people that I saw here in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, 4 years ago. So much different a set of circumstances. Even the members of the media that are here is significantly reduced in number than what we saw 4 years ago.
Do you see any thing like we saw during President Trump's inauguration, where Hillary supporters were dressed in pink hats with safety pins, holding puppies and crying in the streets? Any of that happening?
No. You know, first of all, I haven't seen any just regular folks all day today, and I don't think I will. You know, if you don't have the proper credential, if you don't have, you know, the proper IDs that are necessary to get to where I am, you're not going to see those folks because they can't get past security. So that's one of the things that, you know, I've noticed since 2 weeks ago when those riots took place exactly where I'm standing here at the Capitol, is that security has just been increased so much, and it's just so difficult to get near the Capitol or near the White House since the events of 2 weeks ago.
As the president is getting ready to leave, you know, on Marine One over to Andrews and then Air Force One down south, you know, your thoughts as President Trump leaves after covering him for four years?
Well, four remarkable years to cover this president. We've spoken about it so often, you know, how many times the president took our questions, brought us into the Oval Office and the Roosevelt Room and the Cabinet Room. And, you know, that is something I think we'll never see again. I don't think that Joe Biden will be as open with the press corps as President Trump was. And, you know, the other part of it, of course, was the unpredictable nature of President Trump. Every day was one in which you sort of were sitting on the edge of your seats because you didn't know what was going to happen, JT. And that is something that also will be missing with the Biden administration. It will be much more predictable than what we encountered over the past 4 years.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right with President Trump. Very transparent on what he wanted to do with all of his policies and why he wanted to do it. And Democrats, you know, as we know, are much more, you know, covering up of what they want to do and not discussing details and shying away from, you know, the tougher questions. Nothing to see here, move along. So yeah, I'm fearful that we're going to go back to the secretive hiding of the policies and what, you know, the administration is going to be all about. And obviously, there's going to be a lot of different changes as this president has said in his first 100 days. lots of executive orders coming, lots of reversal of President Trump's policies, and the border, I mean, the caravan's already on its way, knowing who's in this White House now. So tougher times ahead, or do you think, you know, it's going to be just dandy? What are your thoughts there?
Well, I'm always optimistic. You know this about me, JT. When you have me on your show, I'm an optimistic person by nature, but I'm also a realist. You know, we're a divided country right now, and we'll just have to wait and see. You know, I think that today's important. Mike Pence will be here. The vice president will be here for the swearing in of Joe Biden. Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy will accompany Joe Biden this morning, a church service at St. Matthew's, not far from where I am. And those are good things. Those are good visuals. And I'm always optimistic that compromise will exist. I thought I was optimistic during President Trump's 4 years in office, and we'll see what happens with the Biden presidency as well.
Oh, John, I appreciate you and you being with us, and look forward to a continuation of that relationship through these uncertain times ahead, that's for sure. Thank you, John. Have a great day today.
Thanks a lot, JT. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.